A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Eruvin Menvav, Eruvin 46a, pagination page 91. The Gemara enters into a discussion that's not so expected in the topic of Eruvin, a total branching off to the topic of Avelus, mourning, but it's a very important statement in the Gemara, really just quick lines here, but very, very important to be aware of Lo Aleinu in the case of Avelus. So if you'll count up from the bottom of the page, I'm guessing about 13 lines, the first word on the line is Rabim. And then we begin Vihatanya. We learned Shemua Kirova, a information, a piece of news that's close, that's still close to the event of the passing, meaning the person was notified in a reasonable amount of time so that it's still called close. Noheges Shiva, he observes the 7 days of mourning. Ushloshim, and the 30 days in total of mourning. Rechoka, but if it's far away, if the news wasn't given to him until it's considered far away from the act of passing, from the time of passing, then you only have to observe 1 day, and we'll see what that means. Says the Gemara, ve'ezehi kirova ve'ezehi rechoka. What's considered close? What's considered far? Besuch shloshim, if you were informed within 30 days of the passing, Kirova, that's considered close. La'acha shloshim, but after 30 days, Rechoka, that's considered far. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the ruling of Rabbi Akiva. And if you drop down to the first wide line, in the middle of the line, you'll see, Halacha k'divrei Rabbi Akiva, and we follow Rabbi Akiva. So what are we saying over here? Practical terms. If a person passes away, and the relatives are not notified until 30 days after the passing, then it's only a 1 day observance of mourning. As far as the Shiva goes, as far as the Shloshim goes, it's only a 1 day of mourning. Regarding parents, it changes a little bit because parents have certain aspects for 12 months. So that still has to be discussed. What does it mean, Yom Echad? Only 1 day of observing the mourning. So in reality, whenever you have just 1 day left to the mourning, we know that Miktzas Hayom Kikulo, a little bit of the day qualifies. So it ends up that all he does is one act of observance of the morning. In the words of Halacha, Dayo Bachalitzas Minol, if he flips off his leather shoes, so then that is an act of mourning, and that qualifies. Fisha Achas, for a moment, for a significant period of time, but nothing excessive, that qualifies as the observance of this mourning. If he found out earlier than the 30-day time, though, so then even though it's later than when Shiva Shloshim would normally be observed, which would start with the burial, but since it's already 30 days later, so if it's within 30 days, he would observe the Shiva and the Shloshim. Again, the novelty of this case is that if it's after the 30 days, you only observe Shah Achas, the 1 day, the one observance. Now, this concept is definitely employed purposely in the case of a person who's sick. I remember in the case of my grandfather, for example, when his brother passed away at an elderly age, my grandfather, who was also an older gentleman, had just been released from the hospital and was in a rehab place fighting for his health. So the family was debating if we should notify him of uncle's passing or not. And the decision was, I don't remember, I assume they consulted with Rabbanim, the decision was that you don't inform him, because the trauma of the information and the nostalgia and whatever else is going to be involved, you don't have a right to jeopardize his health like that, and you don't inform him. I remember that when he finally got better enough, they waited purposely till the end of the 30 days so that he shouldn't have to sit Shiva. And when they waited and he got a little stronger and they finally informed him, so true to the personality, or perhaps anyone's, at first he was annoyed with people. How could you not tell me about my brother's passing? And then they told him, you know, listen, you tell us yourself, were you strong enough to have sat Shiva? I mean, do you have strength to deal with this? And he acknowledged that he was not in a good way at that point. And this is a interesting thing to employ, not to go running to the person as if it's a mitzvah to inform him. It's not always such a great mitzvah to inform him of the loss.
So there's no shloshim at that point? There's a one-day mourning and that's it?
Correct. In addition, if you look in Halacha, Simen Tov Beis, Hilchas Avelus, the presentation that's given from the Ramah is that there really is no mitzvah to inform the mourner. If he doesn't know, he doesn't know. And therefore, when it comes to boys, for example, sons, where we want them to say Kaddish, we want at least one of them to be saying Kaddish, so there's a mitzvah to inform. If you're dealing, the way the Ramah presents it, with girls, and in some mefarshim they mention even the other sons, there are times that we have no obligation to inform, and we don't. If they figure it out, because they're in touch, and they figure out what's going on, right? That's the way it's brought in Halacha. In practical terms, I don't think that's the way it's presented. I think that to a degree, it's a chesed, it's a kindness to the mourner, even if they don't know they're mourning, to break the news to them in a way that's a proper catharsis and that allows them to gain from the experience, remembering the merits of the deceased, go through the process with the community support, etc. I think it's pretty unusual not to inform somebody of a passing unless there's a calculated estimation as to why we're not informing them. I'm told that under certain circumstances, if people don't get along in a family, they might not inform the relative so as not to put them through the difficulty, I guess, of sitting Shiva. And perhaps if they ask a Rav after the person's passing, should we inform so-and-so who really doesn't get along with them and would be angry and is not going to... whatever, I imagine that a Rav might say, said, don't inform them. My recommendation is perhaps ask the Shaila a few years earlier and the Rav might have a solution as to how to get the family back on track so that it shouldn't come to such a fallout by the time that 120 comes and they have to deal with this Shaila. Try to make shalom. In any case, this is the statement of the Gemara. Shemua Kurova, if it is heard in a short time, which means within the 30 days, Nohege Shiva Vishloshim, you would observe the 7 and the 30, Rechoka, but if it's heard after the 30 days, Eina Noheges Eloyom Echad, you only observe for the one day, which we said is not even a full day. It's one observance of Avelus. Okay. Yeshua Koach, have a great day.